Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning bulletin, I am Matsina. Members of the Naglin Legislative Assembly have raised concerns over security and development challenges in the disputed area belt, the AB, along the state's border with Assam. Raising the issue in the House yesterday, MLA Achumbe Mokikon said the border areas remain vulnerable with frequent tensions and skirmishes between residents of the two states. He also alleged encroachment and difficulties faced by the residents in carrying out economic activities in the area, questioning the conduct of neutral forces such as CRPF and CISF towards citizens of Nagaland in the DAB. Mr. Kikon further raised concerns over accuracy of upcoming census exercise in the DAB, noting that geotagging sometimes placed recognized Naga villages in the DAB under Assam. Responding in the House, Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Border Affairs, Y. Paton, noted that Nagaland had withdrawn all its 5 outposts after the 1972 Interim Border Agreement, while Assam has set up 63 permanent police outposts. He added that the state government is examining setting up 8 to 9 new police outposts in border areas. Power Minister K.G. Kenye said right-of-way issues have delayed electricity supply to some border villages, but efforts are underway to find alternative routes. Forest Minister C.L. Joan informed that plantation drives in DAB areas are planned during May or June. PHED Minister Jacob Jimamy also urged the government to address incorrect geo-mapping to ensure that central development projects in border areas are not hindered. The first phase of Census 2027 focusing on house listing and housing will begin in Nagaland in July 2026. During a state cabinet meeting held on Wednesday in Kohima, Chief Minister Nipu Rio emphasized Census 2027 would be a significant and important exercise for the state. He noted that the decadal population growth rate of Nagaland has shown inconsistencies when compared with the national average and urged all elected representatives and political party leaders to help correct such discrepancies through responsible leadership. Mr. Rio also pointed out that inflated census data has created complications in areas such as Aadhaar coverage and school enrollment figures. Chief Secretary Sentiyanga Imchan highlighted the importance of conducting an accurate census in the state. Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha presented an overview of Census 2027 and a detailed presentation by Director of Census Operations, Zaseko Lechusi, on the methodology, processes and challenges involved in the census exercise. Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Yantung Opaton, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharingai Longkuma, several Cabinet Ministers, members of the Legislative Assembly and senior officials also attended the meeting. The Department of Food and Civil Supplies, FNCS Nagaland, said there is sufficient domestic LPG stock available in the market and that there is no shortage in the state. According to the department, a review meeting was held yesterday in Kohima to assess the current availability of LPG and other petroleum products in the state. The meeting was attended by Deputy Commissioners of Kohima, Dimapur and Chumukedima, officials from the Department of Food and Civil Supplies, and representatives of oil marketing companies. After reviewing the stock position, the department assured that adequate domestic LPG supply is available and urged consumers not to panic or engage in unnecessary hoarding, which may create artificial scarcity in the market. The department also cautioned distributors, retailers and individuals that black marketing, overpricing or unauthorized sale of domestic LPG is illegal and punishable under relevant provisions of law. It warned that strict action will be taken against anyone found involved in such activities. We have a report.
The Food and Civil Supplies Department has appealed to the public to cooperate in maintaining orderly distribution and to follow the prescribed norms. It also informed that booking of domestic LPG is done strictly through a digital booking system, while delivery is carried out using the delivery authentication code. Booking of LPG cylinders is permitted only after a gap of 25 days to prevent hoarding and ensure fair distribution among all consumers. Karhar, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Former Speaker of Bihar Legislative Assembly, Nand Kishore Yadav will take oath as the 23rd governor of Nagaland today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Dr. Imkong Nibah Memorial Hall, Lok Bhavan, Kohima, at 11 a.m. Mr. Yadav arrived in the state capital yesterday. The governor-designate was welcomed by Chief Minister Nipu Rio and his cabinet colleagues at Lok Bhavan Kohima. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.